And without a doubt, one of the most famous historical sites in the state of Texas is the Alamo. And that's in San Antonio. There, in the year 1836, a small garrison of less than 200 men held off a Mexican army of several thousands for 2 weeks. Now, this battle has spawned many legends. And one is about the night before the final assault. The story has it that Commander William Travis gave his men the option of leaving. He acknowledged that the fight was lost and that tomorrow the fortress would be overrun. Then, with his sword, he drew a line in the sand, and he asked each man who would stay to step across it. And the rest were free to go. The story says that one by one, the men crossed the line. And the next day, they all died. Only a woman and her baby and her Mexican maid and a slave boy lived to tell the tale. Now, our gospel reading for today tells a similar story. The details are very different, of course, but the issue was much the same. Jesus had given his discourse on the bread of life, and somehow that became a defining moment in the lives of his disciples. We are told that many of them turned back and no longer went about with him. But unlike in the Alamo legend, the majority chose to leave. It was a wholesale desertion. Then Jesus, figuratively speaking, drew a line in the sand. He said to the 12, "Do you wish to go away too?" It was a forced decision. They had to go, they had to choose either way, to stay or to leave. Now, the story is recorded as a historical event in the life of Jesus, and that certainly could be the case. I mean, there's little doubt that he had temporary disciples. They followed him for a while, but then, for various reasons, they gave up the venture. But perhaps it is more than a historical account of an actual event. It may be a dramatized version of a choice that all of Christ's followers face every day. And most of the time, we're not even aware of it. Now, the option is not formally worded. I mean, no one calls upon us to declare our loyalty either for or against Christ. If that were the case, it would be easy. We have no intention, I think, of officially renouncing our Christian faith. If someone would draw a line in the sand and tell the followers of Christ to step across it, I believe that most of us would take that step. We would not join the ranks of those who turned back and no longer went about with him. We would let Peter's answer be our answer. "Lord, where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life." But our real choices are much more subtle than that. Life itself draws a line in the sand that separates the followers of Christ from the deserters. And we are forced to take a stand on one side of the line or the other. There's no middle ground. We must either leave Christ or stay with him. Suppose, for example, that you have suffered the tragic loss of a loved one, a young person. Now, that's not impossible to imagine. It happens all the time. Life does it to us. People can die tragically, and something like that could happen to any of us. Now, this is tragically unfair. That kind of thing should not happen to anyone, but it does. And what if it should? What would you do then? We could become bitter and cynical, or we could handle it with faith and courage. That would be a forced decision, like a line drawn in the sand. And sometimes we are treated unfairly, not by life, but by other people. As I'm sure most of you know, people can unbelievably unkind and unfair. And when they are, we have a choice to make. We can forgive or we can bear a grudge. Now, there's no question as to where Christ stands on this matter. Nothing in his teachings is more well-defined. He spoke of forgiving 70 times 7. He emphasized that God's forgiveness of us is contingent upon our forgiveness of others. And no one can ever forget those last hours on the cross when he forgave those who put him there. Every time we are treated unfairly, it's like a line drawn in the sand. It's a forced decision. And at that point, many of his disciples break away and remain no longer in his company. We also face this choice whenever we see anybody in need. The compassion for the disadvantaged of Jesus is well known all over the world. It was next to impossible for him to walk past any human being who needed help. Nothing in his life was more important than alleviating suffering. And almost always, he put that first. One day in Jericho, he interrupted his travels to heal a blind beggar. On another occasion, he disrupted a dinner party to befriend and forgive a prostitute. Even on the cross, he set his own agony aside long enough to console a dying thief. He told a story that said, "Whatever you do not do for the least of these, you do not do for me." Now, the meaning of that for you and me is inescapably clear. Every time we see a person in need, we are looking at Christ. He is there in the shoes of that person. And most people simply walk right past him. They don't want to be bothered. And then Christ turns to us and says, "Do you also wish to go away?" That's a line drawn in the sand. It's a forced decision. There's no middle ground. We must either stay with Christ or leave him. Now, this gospel story is not simply an account of a long ago and almost forgotten day in the life of Jesus. It probably is that, but it's so much more. This story is about life, specifically about your life and mine. We are part of the cast of characters. Now, no doubt most of us would claim membership in the ranks of the 12, those faithful few who stayed with Christ, but it is not that easy. This is a decision that has to be made repeatedly, every day, perhaps thousands of times, in every life of a Christian. And we make those choices not by what we say, but by what we do. Over and over again, we encounter issues where the position of Christ is clear. We know where he stands. We know how he lived. It's not easy, but we know where he stands. Then and there, we have to decide whether to stay with him or to leave him. That is a divorced decision. But you know, my friends, after having said all of that, the sad truth is that all of us have deserted him thousands of times. We've left him many times. But the good news is that he never leaves us. And every day we have a fresh chance to renew and show our loyalty